Now, the man who was promised Marge Schott's box at Crosley Field, Michael Feldman. Did your headphone fall apart there, Mr.?
They do. They gave me the same lousy headphone everywhere I go, and they fall apart.
I know they're bringing you one.
Look it, now both my pads are gone. Where's Procter & Gamble when you need them? I don't know. Okay, I'll wear this. That's fine. Okay, we're here in the beautiful Aronoff's. Boy, I feel like a World War II pilot, like our navigator.
They'll be shooting at you next.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure where we are. Let's just fire these guns and get out of here. The beautiful Aronoff Center here in beautiful Cincinnati, the city with a thousand nicknames. You're going to enjoy this a lot. Peter Adams? You know, are familiar with Peter Adams? Did you know Peter Adams is a musician's musician? And I go as far as say he's a musician's musician's musician. This is self-described here from his site. It says, Peter Adams is a musician in Cincinnati. What a boastful young man. He writes, performs, and produces music by playing every instrument. He also plays live with a band. Short sentences, Peter. You gotta use conjunctions there. String them together, though. He is influenced, this is the part I wanted to get, he is influenced by lo-fi, neo-psych, folk-punk, and hi-fi, avant-garde, post-minimalist music. Well, aren't we all, really? I've been influenced. And is always on the lookout for a new hyphenated style. Would you welcome, please, Peter Adams, ladies and gentlemen.
Sits and he listens. Someone is on my side. He will deliver. I'll live forever. Someone is on my side. Slide in the cellar, things will get better, someone is on your side. Schooled in the ancient, crawling patient inside this heart of mine. Looking for that disappear. Disappear. ocean to put me to sleep. Keep the lights on, they're trying to put me to sleep.
Well, that was neo-psych folk punk. Now, ordinarily, of course, he would have been running around and playing all these instruments.
Yeah.
That's what he does at home. But
there's just logistical problems to do that live. You know, I've tried it, and it's just too tiring. So.
Did you introduce our players?
Yeah, there? This is to my left here, David Lloyd on the upright bass. And to my right is Andrea Lee on the violin.
All right, so that's post-minimalist, would you say?
I just like hyphenated style, so I try to throw as many as I can in
what
there.
What is a hyphenated style, though?
It's, you know, like neo-funk, or you just take one thing and...
Oh, anything that
yeah.
is... Yeah, okay.
That just makes you seem a little hipper, so I try to put in as many as I can.
That's cool. So hyphens are good. Semicolons are bad. Hyphens are good.
Semicolons can be cool, I think, but generally hyphens are better.
Yeah. And where'd you go to high school?
I went to Walnut Hills, which I heard somebody out here went there also.
And the nut doesn't fall too far from the tree, I'll tell you that.
It's true.
Yes.
And you might have already heard this, but in Cincinnati, it's always the cliche that when people ask you where you go to school, they mean high school instead of college. So it's a very like high school-oriented town for some reason.
Sort of like St. Louis is like that, too, but that's definitely, I've seen that already. Yeah, similar, don't you think? What do you got here now for us? Change of pace, a little...
this next one is kind of...
Post-country, minimalist.
You could say post-country, indeed. It's called Antarctica, and it's a little bit long, but my excuse is that Antarctica is a big place, so it makes sense. And it's actually sung from the point of view of Antarctica. It's kind of like a waltz ballad type piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can think of good hyphenated style while we're playing it.
Maybe I'll hyphenate while you're doing it.
Okay.
The beach with water and more, full in the air and deep in the ground. I was not alone for miles around. Eyes in the jungles of mine would wander around the vine, and in the plains the wind and the rain with seasons would come and go. Oh, and how my God shotgun is the fire that warmed me at night, that kept me alive and kept me bright. I've drifted far from the colors above, the faces of friends and the ones that I love. And how my gardens grew, how they would twist all through the air.
Thank you.
Post-rockin' the Aronoff, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Adams and Fran.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Silver Jubilee Celebration from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International.